Lawrence County Capital Classic Basketball Tournament on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Barner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Capital Classic Basketball Tournament action here on WAKO.
And it's day two of the Capital Classic presented by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce as Red Hill, with an 0-2 record, gets set to take on the Mount Carmel Golden Aces with a 2-0 record here in the third game, the third round of the Chamber of Commerce Capital Classic. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and this is a very good Mount Carmel team. You know, we saw them last night right before the Salukis took the court. They had an impressive outing against Salem, but they had to hold on by 1 point.
Right. The Aces are a solid team. They've got some size. Like we mentioned before, they are mentioning their 6'8 senior Jackson Marcotte, who had an injury this summer. Talking to him yesterday, he thought might be sometime after Christmas before he might get released to play. But, you know, they got a 6'5 freshman that's got some size with him. He's 6'5 and he looks like about 225, 230 pounds. So
they do have a pretty impressive starting lineup, though, at least from the last two games. They've got Braden Stipp, senior, 16 inches.
Well, sure, 16 feet tall.
16 feet,
I think he's probably, let's go with 6 foot.
Yeah, 6 foot. Brett Doan, a 6'3 junior. Blake Golden, a 6'3 senior. Caleb Appleby, a 6'5 freshman. Yep. And Austin Rager, a 6'3 junior.
Yeah, so if you got a 16-footer in there, you don't need the 6'8 Marcotte.
Yeah. But, of course, you know, they hope to have Marcotte back later in the season. Yeah. And, you know, they're in the Big 8 Conference, right. So they'll have to play very tough teams like, you know, Vincent's Lincoln, Washington, Jasper, et cetera.
And some of those will have to play, others have to play Lincoln without him, because that comes up sometime in the mid-December, I believe.
Let's talk about the Red Hill Salukis a little bit, too. Of course, you know, starting lineup very similar to what they had during football season. Corbin Shoulders, Chase Murray, Andy Wells, Drew Moore, and Parker Havel. But, you know, the last couple of games, the majority of the scoring's been Drew Moore and Parker Havel.
Yep. Especially Drew, I think he's at 25 and 26, something like that.
That's right.
So I think, you know, talked with Brian last night, you know, they need to get some, like from Cade Benson, Parker Havel, Corbin Shoulders, and Andy Wells, getting 6, 7, 8 points a game from them to go along with Drew, even think somebody gets to 10 or 11, you know, because he can't do it all. And then when that starts happening, the kids start just looking for him and getting him, you know, getting him the ball, and they kind of stand around and offense to let him do something. And you're not going to have that much success against really good teams.
Let's take a look at the standings for the Capital Classic as it stands right now. At the Red Hill site, Mount Carmel, of course, 2-0. Salem and Alney both 1-1, and Red Hill 0-2. Meanwhile, over at Lawrenceville, T-Town is 2-0. Lawrenceville's 0-2, and tied at 1-1 are Marshall and Fairfield. So also today, around the same time, we'll see Marshall take on Fairfield over at Lawrenceville. Then Lawrenceville will take on T-Town at 11:30. You can hear that game on Light 103. And the second game of this session here will be Salem and Alney here at Red Hill. And then, of course, the fourth session and final one, for that matter, will be we'll start 3:30 with the seventh-place game. 5 p.m. will be the fifth-place game. Third-place game at 6:30, and the championship at 8 p.m. And, you know, a lot of people predicted that Mount Carmel and T-Town would be in the final game, and assuming they both win today, that prediction will be correct.
We're correct. And the way it stands now, with Red Hill playing Mount Carmel and Lawrenceville playing Totopolis, both teams, Red Hill and Lawrenceville, 0-2. It looked like that Red Hill and Lawrenceville would meet in that 3:30 seventh-place game.
Should be interesting as the Salukis get set to take the court here against the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. So we will take a four-minute break, and we will be back with the tip-off here in Bridgeport. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
You're listening to Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville Vincennes.
And it's time for some Saturday morning basketball here as the Mount Carmel and Red Hill starting lineups are being introduced to the crowd here in Bridgeport. Good morning, everybody. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. As Mount Carmel starting lineups just finished being introduced, today's game brought to you by People State Bank, your community, your bank. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, and Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. So now the Red Hills starting lineups being introduced here to the crowd. It'll be, for the most part, the same starting lineups we saw yesterday. So Chase Murray now on the court, as is Parker Havel. Drew Moore now taking the court as well for Red Hill. And again, Rob, I think this is a situation where we're going to have to see more scoring from just Drew Moore and Parker Havel.
Right, yeah, that's going to have to happen as the season progresses. And we were talking earlier, this is the sixth year in a row that the Salukis have been in the seventh place ballgame. They're 3-2. They won two last years. They beat Fairfield 2 years ago, and then Olney last year. So they are 3-2 in the seventh place games.
The lineups have been introduced again. Again, Mount Carmel 2-0. A win today would almost certainly put them in the championship game tonight.
Yeah. Well, it probably would, because they would have wins over the other two teams. Somebody that finished 2-1.
Yeah.
In a two-way tie.
Yep.
Head-to-head is the if it's a three-way tie, then they go to free throw percentage.
And, of course, a loss for Red Hill would almost certainly put them in the seventh-place game, which will be at 3:30. But first things first, it's the Golden Aces and the Red Hill Salukis. And keep in mind, you know, Mount Carmel had trouble with the same Salem team last night that Red Hill had a close game against yesterday.
Right. And I think Coach Chad would probably look for a team to maybe get some more balanced scoring and, you know, play hard. And because, you know, you got another game coming up today anyway.
But it's time to tip it off here, as the referee gives the signal, and there's the tip, and it's controlled by Braden Stipp to start the game. So Stipp has the ball for the Mount Carmel Golden Aces, gets a screen there from Rager, now dumps it off this time to Blake Golden. Now back to Stipp.
He's looking to the man-to-man.
Now right side, here's Brett Doan, being guarded by Corbin Shoulders. Dumps it down to Rager. Rager now down in the paint, shoots it up, and gets it. So Austin Rager has the first 2 points of the ball game, and Mount Carmel takes the early 2-0 lead.
Looks like Mount Carmel's in a man-to-man.
And that's tipped away by Mount Carmel by Stipp, but Red Hill will keep the ball. So Parker Havel inbound for the Salukis. Havel waits and inbounds it this time to Wells. Now Corbin Shoulders with it, top of the key. Shoulders back right side this time to Havel. Havel gets a screen there. Now dumps it left side, and that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Brett Doan. He's got the layup. He misses it, but that's picked up and good. And that rebound was by Caleb Appleby, and he gets the basket. So it's 4-0 Mount Carmel, as Red Hill now with the basketball. 7 minutes to go here in the quarter, first quarter of the game, and that ball is tipped away, and Red Hill will keep it. And that was Austin Rager getting a hand on that ball. Parker Havel inbounds from underneath the basket, waits, and now throws it to Chase Murray, top of the key. Murray with the ball now, right side, here's Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders gets a screen, runs into the paint, tries to lay it in, but that's blocked, and that goes out of bounds, and the Salukis will keep it.
That was close to being the first shot attempt by Red Hill, but it was blocked way out of bounds.
So now Corbin Shoulders inbounds, now this time Andy Wells, now Chase Murray. Murray waits to set things up. Now here's Drew Moore in the left wing. Moore, of course, had 26 and 25 points in the first two games. Now dumps it back to Chase Murray. Now right side, here's Corbin Shoulders. Now Drew Moore again, close to the top of the key. Now fires it back this time to Havel. Now left wing, here's Chase Murray. 6:25 to go in the quarter, and that ball's tipped out of bounds, and the Salukis will again keep it. So Chase Murray will inbound again, and this time it's Drew Moore with the basketball. 6:21 to go here. It's 4-0 Mount Carmel. Right side, here's Parker Havel. Now top of the key, Chase Murray. Murray being guarded by Doan. Gets a screen from Wells. Goes down to the paint. Tries to lay it in. No good. Shoulders with the rebound, though. And now Drew Moore has it top of the key. 6:05 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-0 Mount Carmel. That ball went off Mount Carmel player's foot. And now here's Drew Moore taking a shot from the right wing. He got it, and he's fouled. That ball actually bounced off of Blake Golden's foot for Mount Carmel.
So Moore for a chance for a three-point play.
He had 26 and 25 points in the first two games. His shot is up and good. So Drew Moore gets Red Hill on the board, and it's 4-3. So now Mount Carmel with the basketball. Here's Braden Stipp. Now this time it's Blake Golden dumping it down to Rager. Rager down in the paint. Shoots it over two defenders. Can't get it, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. So Austin Rager will go to the line. He got the first 2 points of the game for Mount Carmel, and he'll go to the line for two free throws, and that foul was on Drew Moore. Austin Rager at the free throw line. His first free throw up and good. Make that 3 points in the contest for Austin Rager, and he'll have a chance for his fourth point of the day.
A couple of officials discussing. I'm not sure they're discussing who the foul was on. They may have maybe changed it. They called it on Drew Moore. Nope, I guess not.
No, they're not going to change anything. No. So Rager back at the free throw line. Here's the second free throw attempt. It's up and it's short, way short.
Air ball.
No student sections on either side. We'll chant that, of course. But nonetheless, Rager does connect on one of the free throws, and that makes it 5-4.
That should be 5-3, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have a scoreboard issue. That's right.
Yeah, 5-3.
In the meantime, here's Drew Moore at the top of the key. Now Havel back to Moore. Moore's going to take a three, and that's off and rebounded by Appleby. Appleby now fires it down. This time here's Rager going down towards the paint. Shoots it, and it goes in. Austin Rager now with 5 points in the contest, and it's seven. It should be 7-3, but the scoreboard says 7-4. Havel now with the ball. Here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore left side, Chase Murray. Murray dumps it down. Here's Andy Wells now in the paint. Shoots it over the defender. No good. And that's going to be tipped, and Mount Carmel had the rebound. Now a foul is called on Red Hill.
I think it's on Moore. I think it's his second one.
And that's certainly not good for Red Hill, Moore being the leading scorer the last two games. Rob, I wonder if the discussion at the free throw line the other play was about the scoreboard. Wouldn't surprise me. In the meantime, Mount Carmel has the ball now. Now left side, here's Rager being guarded by Murray. Fires it over this time to Doan. Now top of the key. Now left side back to Rager. Now back to Golden, back to Rager in the left wing. Rager now dumps it down this time to Braden Stipp. Stipp's being guarded by Corbin Shoulders. Stipp has the ball. Now left side, here's Rager. Now this time they dump it down low, and that's an alley-oop try. They couldn't get it, but Rager gets the pass. He can't get the basket, but that's rebounded by Appleby. So Appleby now with 4 points in the contest, and the score reads Mount Carmel 9 and Red Hill 4. Lukey's now with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore in the left wing. Gets a screen from Wells. Moore at the top of the key now. 4:05 to go here in the opening quarter. Moore's going to take it. He can't get it, and that's rebounded by Rager. Rager now dumps it down to Stipp. Stipp's going to shoot it and get it. Braden Stipp now with 2 points in the game, and Red Hill's going to take a timeout. So a timeout on the Port Pilani scoreboard. 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. It's Mount Carmel 11 and Red Hill 4. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend. Okay, we might still be on the air. Basketball on The Legend.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
And we're back at Red Hill High School. Aces with the 11-4 lead as Red Hill now with the basketball. They cross half court. Here's Cade Benson with it.
Cade's in for Drew Moore.
And now here's Parker Havel trying to lay it in. No good, and that's rebounded by Blake Golden. So now Mount Carmel transition. Here's Stipp with the top of the key. Now left side Rager driving down into the paint. That one's blocked, though, and Red Hill gets the rebound. Now Chase Murray with the basketball. 3:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's a shot from the left wing by Shoulders, and that's good. Corbin Shoulders with a three, and that makes it 11-7. Now they drive down low, and that shot is missed. And now it goes out of bounds here. And now there's a bit of a discussion here. I think it's Mount Carmel ball. No, it's going the other way.
They're going the other floor, Red Hill ball, so.
So they inbound this time, and now here's Parker Havel with the basketball. 3:11 to go here in the opening quarter. Havel crosses half court. Now Chase Murray left wing. Murray waits. Drives down into the paint. That ball got tipped, and he tried to save it, and it's going to go the other way.
Second turnover for Red Hill.
So that stops the clock with 3:02 to go here in the first quarter. Now Mount Carmel with the basketball. Here's Braden Stipp crossing half court. Stipp directing traffic, being guarded by Parker Havel. Now dumps it off to Golden this time. Down low to Appleby. Appleby being guarded by two defenders, but he gets the layup. Appleby now with 6 points in the contest, and it's 13-7 Mount Carmel. Now Corbin Shoulders with the basketball, screened by Wells. Now Murray dumping it off to Havel. Havel, top of the key. Now Cade Benson with it. Benson tries to feed it down to Andy Wells. Andy Wells has it in the paint, and he's got the basket. Wells with 2 points now, and it's 13-9. It's now Braden Stipp with the ball. 2:20 to go here in the quarter. Stipp gives it over to Rager. Rager right wing, driving down towards the paint. Now dumps it down to Golden. Golden's going to take a three here, and that's no good. And Appleby comes up with the rebound. Now dumps it. Here's Doan for a three from Mount Carmel. That's no good. Rager couldn't hold on to the rebound, and now Shoulders has it for the Salukis. 2 minutes to go now. Here's Shoulders driving down into the paint. That one gets blocked and tipped out of bounds, and the Salukis will keep it.
One thing with Moore on the bench with two fouls, that forces some of the other kids to get more involved in the offense.
That's right.
Andy's had a basket. Corbin's had a three. And so they're not, they can't, he's not out there for them to rely on, so.
That's true. Cade Benson inbounds now for the Salukis. Dumps it down to Parker Havel in the left wing. 1:52 to go here in the quarter. Now Chase Murray top the key. Benson in the left wing. Benson drives down towards the paint. And here's Shoulders top the key. Now Chase Murray in the right wing. Murray drives down towards the paint. That gets blocked by Appleby, but the Salukis will keep it. 1:40 to go here in the opening quarter. 13-9 Mount Carmel.
I'm not sure whether they're that extra.
Yeah,
point.
That's true.
I've still got eight on my score sheet.
Havel inbound top of the key. Now here's Chase Murray with it. Now right side. Here's Corbin Shoulders dumping it down to Wells in the paint. Now Havel top of the key. Left side Benson. Now left wing Chase Murray. Top of the key. Now Shoulders. Shoulders drives down toward the paint. Now left wing Chase Murray. Now Havel top of the key. Benson and Shoulders in the right wing. Shoulders drives down towards the paint. Now Havel has it. Now here's Cade Benson in the left wing. 1:15 to go here in the opening quarter. And that one's going to be tipped by Blake Golden, but Red Hill gets it back. Cade Benson has it again. Left wing, Parker Havel. 1:06 to go, and that pass is thrown away. Cade Benson going after. It's just going to go out of bounds.
He was cutting towards the basket, and the pass went behind him. Evidently, Parker wasn't expecting that pass to be made, or that cut to be made. So.
And that would have been over and back anyway.
Right, yes.
So now Braden Stipp will inbound from underneath the basket for Mount Carmel. 1:02 to go here in the quarter. Now Brett Doan has it being guarded by Benson. Dumps it down this time to Blake Golden. Golden in the paint. Now right wing. Here's a shot for three, and that's going to be good. And that was Dawson Brown with that three, and that makes it 16-9. So now Red Hill in transition with the basketball. Top of the key. Now left wing Chase Murray. Corbin Shoulders now in the left wing. Dumps it down to Benson. Top of the key. Now Parker Havel, right side Chase Murray, dumps it down low to Andy Wells. Andy Wells with the shoot, no good, and that rebound is lost, but that's going to go the other way. That's going to Mount Carmel. That's a foul called.
I think it was against Wells, no, against Benson. Third team foul against Red Hill.
And the first against Benson.
Drake Allen's going to come in for, Drew Moore just came back in. Benson's going out, and I think,
of course, Drew Moore.
Havel's out.
So, of course, Drew Moore now in the game with two fouls. 27 seconds to go here now. Mount Carmel with the basketball. Here's Braden Stipp crossing half court with it, being guarded by Moore. Again, Moore's got to be careful. He does have two fouls. Stipp now just outside half court with the ball. 10 seconds to go here. Mount Carmel holding for the last shot. Gets a screen from Appleby. Now dumps it. But he can't find the man, and that's going to be a turnover. He was, I think, trying to dump it to Appleby, but nobody was there. So 5.3 seconds to go here. Red Hill will inbound, and they can take the last shot. Now here's Drew Moore with it, crossing half court. 3 seconds, drives down into the paint, tries to lay it in. No good, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So on the Port Blondie scoreboard, after one quarter of play, It's Mount Carmel 16 and Red Hill 9. Second quarter coming up next after this 60-second break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Port and Blondie's, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The Monday specials include meatloaf or hand-breaded fried chicken. Every Monday is Dad's Day. Any dad that comes in with his family gets the special at half price. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondie's. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. So we start the second quarter now. Red Hill with the basketball, down 16-9. Left wing this time they go. Now top of the key, here's Drew Moore. Moore at the top of the key. Still waits for an opening here. Now dumps it down to Chase Murray. Now left wing here, shoulders driving down. Tries to shoot it from just outside the paint, no good. And that's rebounded by Rager. Rager now in transition with the ball. And that's going to be tipped and a foul called against Red Hill.
Chase Murray, I believe, was one call for that one.
And that will be his first foul of the game.
Team's fourth.
So now Red Hill with the basketball again. Here's Braden Stipp with it in the right wing. Stipp dumps it down to Rager. Rager's going to take a three, no good. And shoulders can't hold on to the rebound, but Drew Moore gets it. So now Drew Moore crossing half court, gets a screen from Wells. Moore dumps it to Wells. Wells down in the paint, shoots it, can't get it. And that's going to be a foul called here, and that's going to be against Red Hill.
I think it may be against, that may be against Wells. He shot it, no, it was against Drake Allen. He shot the ball just too hard. He's got a couple of good shots there, so.
That will be Drake Allen's first foul of the game. 16-9 is your score. Mount Carmel in the lead, 7:05 to go here in the second quarter. Now top of the key, they dump it down to Rager in the paint. Rager's going to shoot it. That gets blocked, and that was Andy Wells with the block. And now Corbin Shoulders with the rebound for Red Hill. Shoulders now top of the key. Left side here's Drake Allen. Drake Allen top of the key now Moore. Right side here's Chase Murray. 6:45 to go here in quarter number two. Chase Murray almost lost the ball there.
Had the ball tapped away from him.
Now here's Drew Moore with the ball. Almost gets the screen there. Now right side here's Chase Murray again. Murray waits for an opening. Now rolls over to the top of the key. Now here's Corbin Shoulders. Now left wing, here's Drew Moore. Now top of the key, Drake Allen. Right side, Corbin Shoulders with it. Shoulders drives down into the paint, tries to lean in, gets it, and the foul. Corbin Shoulders with the and one. He's got 5 points in the game, and he'll go to the line for another shot. That makes the score 16-11, at least according to the scoreboard. Shoulders with the free throw. It's up, and it's good. Make that six now for Corbin Shoulders, and 16-12 is your score. 6:15 to go here in the second quarter. Mount Carmel now with the basketball. Here's Stipp taking a three from the top of the key, and he got it. That's Stipp's fifth point of the night, and that makes it 19-12, or fifth point of the morning, I should say. And Drew Moore threw that one away, and that's going to be a turnover. He was trying to find Corbin Shoulders there, but that was a pass that Shoulders, I think, didn't see. So now Mount Carmel will take possession. They inbound this time, and here's Stipp with the basketball. Stipp crosses half court, 5:53 to go here in the second quarter. He gets a screen from Rager, dumps it down right side. And now here's Doan with it, driving down into the paint. Now left side Appleby shooting it from the left wing, and he got it. Appleby now with 8 points in the game, and it's 21-12. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Chase Murray with it. Now left side Drake Allen. Allen dumps it down to Drew Moore. Drew Moore top of the key now. Right side Chase Murray. Murray drives down into the paint, dumps it down. Now Murray has it again. He takes a three from the left wing, and that's an air ball. And that's rebounded by Braden Stipp of Mount Carmel. He drives down low, and he gets fouled. We'll have to see if they call that a shooting foul. He was driving down the lane.
I think Fish is pointing out of bounds. So.
Yep. And it will be a foul against Red Hill.
Second run on Drake Allen.
So Mount Carmel, Braden Stipp will inbound from just underneath the basket. And there's the whistle. And now the inbound. He's going to dump it down this time to Rager. Now Stipp has it again. And that's an offensive foul. That's going the other way. So an offensive foul against Mount Carmel. And that was against Austin Rager. That's his second. So Red Hill will take the basketball now. This game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Cade Benson down the left wing for the Salukis, driving down into the paint. Dumps it down this time. Now left wing. Here's Corbin Shoulders with it, driving down into the paint. And that's stolen away. Now Mount Carmel in transition now. Bo Stipp with that steal. Now top of the key, here's Doan. Doan at the top of the key. Drives down into the paint. Tries to lay it in. No good, but he draws the foul. He'll go to the line for two free throws.
I think that may be on Havel.
Yep. And yes, it is. That's his first. So Brett Doan will go to the free throw line for Mount Carmel, who leads this one 21-12. First free throw up, and he missed it. Today's game brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, leading the way, and Lawrence County Health Department offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. Second free throw is good. And Brett Doan has his first point of the game. And it's 22-12 in favor of Mount Carmel. Top of the key now, Drew Moore with the basketball. 4:38 to go in the second quarter. Now left side. Here's a three from the left wing, and that's no good. And the rebound by Mount Carmel. So now Mount Carmel in transition now. And they dump it off this time to Blake Golden. Right side now, here's Braden Stipp. Stipp the top of the key. Dumps it right side again to Bo Stipp. Now top of the key. Here's Braden Stipp driving down low. Now a shot by Appleby in the left wing. That goes out and rebounded by Parker Havel. Saluki's now in transition, but Havel loses it, and that's picked up by Blake Golden. Now here's Stipp with it. He gets fouled, and he gets the basket.
And that'll be the third foul on Drew Moore also.
So Braden Stipp with the and one there. He's got 7 points so far in the contest, and he'll go to the line for another shot. So Andy Wells will come into the game. He'll replace Corbin Shoulders. And Chase Murray waits to come into the game as well. And he's going to replace Drew Moore.
Yeah.
So Drew Moore now on the bench with three fouls. And it's 24-12 in favor of Mount Carmel. 4:04 to go here until halftime. Here's a free throw by Braden Stipp, and that's good. That's his 8th point now. He and Appleby tied for the most points for Mount Carmel so far. In the meantime, Salukis will inbound. And now here's Havel with it being double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets past the double-team now in transition. And he drives down. That's tipped out of bounds.
And I think you called a foul.
Yeah, against Mount Carmel. So that will be a foul against the Golden Aces, and that's on Braden Stipp. And that's his first foul of the contest. So now Red Hill will inbound this time. And now Havel has the top of the key. And another foul called.
Yeah, Appleby's trying to get the steal there. Just called for getting the ball on his wrist.
And that will be his first foul of the contest. Again, 5 team fouls so far on Mount Carmel, 8 against the Salukis. And now Parker Havel has it at the top of the key. Now left side, Cade Benson with it. Now top of the key, McKinney. McKinney driving down low. Left side, Cade Benson now. Benson dumps it down to Andy Wells. Andy Wells shoots over the defender. No good, but he draws the foul, and that will be on Appleby.
At least Andy's been more aggressive. The ball hasn't fallen in, but that's what they want, get the ball inside there.
Appleby's second foul. That's his second foul in a row, actually. 25-12 is your score, but here's Andy Wells at the free throw line. First free throw up, and good. That's his 3rd point of the contest. So he'll get a second free throw here. 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw up and good. Wells now with 4 points in the contest. 25-14, Mount Carmel still with the lead. 3:35 to go here until halftime. Braden Stipp, top of the key now. He's going to shoot it from the right wing, and he's got it. Braden Stipp now with 10 points in the contest, and it's 27-14 in favor of the Golden Aces. Now Chase Murray with it. Now top of the key, Cade Benson. Now it's McKinney with it. Now here's a three by Havel on the way, and it's good. Havel with his first points of the contest. And that makes it 27-17, Mount Carmel. Here's a three on the way from the top of the key by Doan. That's no good, and Chase Murray with the rebound. Now Chase Murray in transition again. And we got a whistle and a double dribble.
Yeah.
So 2:55 to go here until halftime. It's Mount Carmel 27 and Red Hill 17. Again, the next foul against Mount Carmel would be a 1-1 for Red Hill. In the meantime, Braden Stipp with the basketball, top of the key now. Dumps it down to Doan, top of the key. And that was tipped by Benson, but Doan gets it back. Now Doan, and that's a foul on Cade Benson coming up. And Doan a little frustrated there, too.
Yeah.
That'll be the second foul, as you say, on Cade Benson.
Be 1-1 for Doan, who has 1 point.
And that's the ninth team foul against Red Hill, too. Here's a free throw up, and good. So Doan now with his second point of the contest. This broadcast brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. Second free throw is good by Doan. He's got 3 points now, and it's 29-17. McKinney now dumps it down right side this time. Here's Havel. Now Corbin Shoulders with it. Now Chase Murray, top of the key. Chase Murray at the free throw line. Now right side. Here's Shoulders again. Shoulders, top of the key. Here's Havel for a three, and that's good. Havel now with 2 threes in the contest, and we have a timeout called by the Golden Aces. Port Blondie scoreboard, 2:23 to go here until halftime. It's Mount Carmel 29 and Red Hill 20. We're back in 60. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Mount Carmel inbounds with a 29-20 lead, 2:20 to go until halftime. Now Braden Stipp crosses half court with the basketball. Being guarded by Havel, gets a screen there from Golden. Dumps it right side, and that's stolen by Corbin Shoulders. He's in transition now, drives down to the basket, and that's blocked by Braden Stipp. Now Stipp with the basketball, right side. Here's Mount Carmel, and that's lost. Golden can't come up with it, and now Andy Wells comes up with it. Now Shoulders dumps it down, and that's passed out of bounds, and that's going to Mount Carmel.
That's two turnovers in each team, but back and forth. That's the only part I'm marking. 7-8 for Red Hill and 6 for Mount Carmel.
I don't think anybody had any time to catch their breath there.
No.
So now Mount Carmel with the ball and the lead, 29-20. 1:53 to go here until halftime. Braden Stipp crosses half court with it, gets a screen from Golden. Goes down towards the basket, can't get the layup, but gets his own rebound now. Stipp with it again. Now here's Dawson Brown driving down in the court, and a whistle here. And I think, let's see, it's going to be a foul.
I believe it's going to be on...
It's going to be on Red Hill.
Right. So
and it's
Connor
on
McKinney.
McKinney. That's his first.
I thought he said 1-5, but it was 1-4.
Yep. So now Dawson Brown at the line. His first free throw up, and he missed it.
That's a two-shot foul because they're in the double bonus.
That's right. 10 fouls against Red Hill in this half, 6 against Mount Carmel. Second free throw from Brown, and that's up and good. So Brown now with his fourth point of the contest. 30-20 is your score. Aces on top. Now down low, here's Andy Wells with it. Driving past the defender, and he gets the layup.
He finally got that one to roll, didn't he?
Yep. 30-22 now. Mount Carmel still with the lead. Now Doan with it. Left side, here's Blake Golden. Now back to Doan. Gets a screen from Stipp. Now rolls back into the paint. Now dumps it down this time. They can't get the layup there, and that's rebounded by Andy Wells. That was John Harrington that was denied there. Now Chase Murray has it in the right wing. Now Havel on top. Now here's a three from the left wing by McKinney. No good. Tipped and rebounded by the Aces, and that's Dawson Brown coming up with the rebound. We're under a minute to go here in the half. Now right side, here's Brett Doan. Doan fakes out shoulders, goes down into the paint, tries to lay it up. No good. Gets his own rebound and puts it back in. Doan now with 5 points in the contest. 43 seconds to go here until halftime. It's 32-22 Mount Carmel. Now here's McKinney with the top of the key, and he gets bumped right there by Dawson Brown. That'll be a foul, and that'll be a 1-1. So Dawson Brown with his second foul of the game. 17th foul against Mount Carmel, so any foul rest of the half will be at least one free throw for Red Hill.
McKinney looking for his first points of the game.
36.2 seconds to go here until halftime. Here's the free throw by McKinney. It's up and good, and he'll get another one. McKinney with his first point of the game. And here's the second free throw by McKinney. That's no good, and that's rebounded by Mount Carmel. So now the ace is in transition. Braden Stipp has it. 30 seconds to go here until the half.
Looks like they hold for one.
Again, no shot clock in high school basketball, so they can hold for the last shot if they please. So now Braden Stipp with the basketball. Parker Havel guarding him. He's just holding on to the ball. He's not doing anything here. Now he dribbles with it. Down to 11 seconds. Now 10 seconds. Here's Stipp. Now left side. Here's Doan. Doan driving down to the paint. We're down to 5 seconds. He's going to take a three here, and he got it. Brett Doan now has 8 points in the contest. And here's a long heave by McKinney, and that's no good. And your score at the half on the Port Blondie scoreboard. It's Mount Carmel 35 and Red Hill 23. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report coming your way. We're back in 4 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Those pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Save Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People Save Bank, your community bank.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain, are we, mommy and daddy?
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949. Or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Show here with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. Your halftime score on the Port Blundy scoreboard is the Mount Carmel Aces 35 and the Red Hill Salukis 23.
Looking at the first half stats for the Salukis, they've made 7 of 20 from the field. They're 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Mount Carmel, the Gold Aces, 11 of 24 from the field, 6 of 9 from the charity stripe. 15 rebounds for Mount Carmel and only 6 for Red Hill. So that's one of the big differences. Red Hill with 8 turnovers and Mount Carmel with 6. Braden Stipp has 10 for Mount Carmel. And Caleb Appleby, the freshman, has 8. He had 6 of those in the first quarter. Parker Havel, Andy Wells, Corbin Shoulders each have 6 points apiece for the Salukis. And Drew Moore picked up 2 fouls early, then came back in, picked up his 3rd one. So he's been off the floor quite a bit. But one thing with him off the floor, the others have had to look for more offense. I think that's been kind of a positive. Salukis have trailed throughout out the game. They haven't led at any point, but they're still, competing, and that's what Coach Brian Havel wants.
Yep, that's what he was talking about last night during our postgame show after the Olney game, the fact that somebody other than Drew Moore or Parker Havel had to step up. And as you say, Shoulders, Wells, and Havel now tied with 6 points. Of course, Drew Moore has been on the bench with those 3 fouls. But, obviously, they're kind of rusty from football season, right, and having to, transition to basketball. But, this team's going to still develop. I mean, it's early in the season,
right,
and, these games are really good for Red Hill.
Oh, yeah. When you get 4 games in 2 days, I mean, there's going to be some kids tired after tonight or this afternoon, but because they come back on, they have a game on Tuesday, 2 games this week, a non-conference game against Hudsonville Palestine on Tuesday night here. So, and then they go to Lawrenceville and have Olney at home. So really, that's 4, 5, 6 of their first 7 games, whatever it is, are at home.
And of course, the game coming up after this one here at Red Hill High School will be Salem and Olney. I wouldn't think there would be a very clear-cut favorite in that game, at least based on what we saw last night. Of course, Salem had a much better game against Mount Carmel than Olney did, but Olney beat Red Hill more convincingly than Salem did.
Of course, I think it was a 3-point game, Salem winning, and the Red Hill game was 3 points with about a couple minutes to go. Olney scored the last 9 points of the game. I think Salem's overall physical size may be the deciding factor there.
This is the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the second half. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more Red Hill basketball. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, if you call to get in and, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Each child that dines in for the month of October will receive a free dish of ice cream after their meal. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
And we're back in Bridgeport. This game today brought to you by Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. Cunningham Young Funeral Home with three locations in Lawrence County to serve you. And by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people. And by Rucker's Candy, take time for family and prayer, and always give praise. Now it's time to start the third quarter. Mount Carmel with a 35-23 lead over the Red Hill Salukis. And the third quarter is underway. Now Dawson Brown has it, crossing half court for Mount Carmel. Now it's Braden Stipp, top of the key, getting a screen from Golden. Now dumps it to Golden. Golden down low, shoots it, and gets it.
And a nice fake on that spin move. Got one of the Red Hill defenders in the air.
Golden now with 2 points in the game, and it's 37-23 Mount Carmel. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Havel, and here's Shoulders in the left wing. Now top of the key, here's Chase Murray. Now Drew Moore has it. Now Shoulders in the right wing. He's going to take a two. That's no good, and that's rebounded by Appleby. So now Mount Carmel in transition, crossing half court. Here's a shot by Dawson Brown. That's going to be a foul there on Red Hill.
Andy Wells tried to block it. He did partially block it, but he got Brown on the wrist.
Yep.
First foul on Andy.
So Dawson Brown with 4 points in the contest will go to the line for two free throws. Here's the first free throw by Brown, and that's up and good. Make that five now for Dawson Brown. As Andy Wells has his first foul of the game. Second free throw by Dawson Brown. That's up and good. Make that 6 points now for Dawson Brown. And Red Hill now with the basketball in transition. Here's Parker Havel now at the top of the key. Now dumps it to Drew Moore. Moore dumps it down low to Andy Wells, and he's got 2 points. That's eight now for Andy Wells, and it's 39-25 in favor of the Aces. And Havel tried to tip it away, but a foul is called. And he got him on the wrist, it looked like. So that will be a foul against Parker Havel, and that'll be his second. So Blake Golden inbounds for Mount Carmel, and now Braden Stipp has it in the backcourt and crosses half court. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They dump it down low to Golden, and he's got 2 points. Golden didn't have any points in the first half, but now he's got four already in the third quarter. Now Red Hill in transition now. Here's Parker Havel with it. Now left side, here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore, top of the key now. Dumps it down to Chase Murray. Chase Murray waits. Now here's Parker Havel. Now left wing, here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore's going to shoot it from just outside the paint and get it. Moore now with five in the contest, and it's 41-27, Mount Carmel. Ace is now in transition here. 6:23 to go here in the third quarter. Now left side, here's Appleby. Top of the key now, here's Brett Doan. Now dumps it off this time to Dawson Brown. Now this time, it's Stipp again, and he gets fouled immediately by Red Hill. And it looked like that's going to be on Chase Murray.
His second. Every time you say Appleby, I think of food.
Yep, exactly. But Chase Murray with his second foul of the game, and Mount Carmel inbound from under the basket. Now Braden Stipp has it. Drives down low to the paint, gets past the defenders, and gets the basket. That was another basket there by Braden Stipp. He's got 12 points in the contest. Now Drew Moore with the basketball, 5:58 to go here in the third quarter. Corbin Shoulders with it this time. Now Parker Havel, top the key. Left side, Chase Murray. Now Corbin Shoulders with it. Dumps it down to Drew Moore, top the key. Dumps it down to Andy Wells, and that's going to be stolen away by Mount Carmel. Braden Stipp with that steal. And he crosses half court with it now. Now here's a three coming up by Brett Doan, and that's good. Brett Doan now with 11 points in the contest, and the Salukis call timeout. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 5:34 to go here in the third quarter. It's Mount Carmel 46 and Red Hill 27. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area football teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great football team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back at Red Hill High School, it's Mount Carmel 46, Red Hill 27, with 5:34 to go here in the third quarter. As Chase Murray inbounds now for the Salukis. And now Parker Havel with it, and he crosses half court. Being guarded by Brett Doan. Now dumps it down to Murray. Now left side, here's Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders now dumps it down to Parker Havel at the top of the key. Now Drew Moore with it. Now right side, here's Shoulders. He's going to take a three. No good. In and out. Rebound by Andy Wells. He shoots it over Appleby, and he gets it. Andy Wells now with his 10th point of the contest. Mount Carmel in transition. Here's Golden trying to lay it up. No good. And rebounded by Andy Wells. And that's tipped away by Golden, but he can't save it. And Red Hill will keep it.
Andy Wells having his best game of the three. Offensively, he's also been on the boards, too.
5:02 to go here in the third quarter. Red Hill with the ball down 46-29. Here's Drew Moore with it, now close to the top of the key, being guarded by Appleby. Now Chase Murray right wing, back to Moore. Now top of the key, here's Havel taking a three, in and out, and that's going to be rebounded by Appleby. Now Dawson Brown with it, gives it over to Doan in the right wing. Back to Brown. Now this time here, Stipp with a three, no good, and that's going to be rebounded by Parker Havel. And immediately a foul is called on Mount Carmel as they tried to get the steal there. And he was surrounded there by Braden Stipp and by Appleby. And they're going to call it on Stipp. That's his second.
First of the half against the Aces.
Brett Hill with three fouls so far in this half. Now Chase Murray with the basketball. Now dumps it down to Drew Moore, top of the key. Moore being guarded by Appleby. 4:23 to go here in the third. And immediately we have a foul called against Mount Carmel. Appleby surrounded him as he tried to cut past Appleby.
His third foul.
And the second against Mount Carmel in this half. And so Appleby will come out, and he will be replaced by Harrington, John Harrington.
Harrington played a little bit in the first half.
So now Havel inbound from underneath the basket, and now Drew Moore with it. Back to Havel. Havel just left of the paint, dumps it down to Andy Wells. Andy Wells shoots over Harrington, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and finally Brett Doan comes up with it. Now Mount Carmel in transition. It's a fast break here. Here's Blake Golden, misses the layup and rebounded by Corbin Shoulders. Now a fast break by Red Hill. Shoots it over the defender. No good, but he gets fouled by Brett Doan, and he'll go to the line for two free throws. So Brett Doan with that foul. As Corbin Shoulders goes to the free throw line, that's the third foul of the half against Mount Carmel. So Corbin Shoulders at the line, his first free throw up and no good. Today's broadcast brought to you by the Port Blondies, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. Shoulders at the line for a second free throw, it's up, and that one's no good, and that's rebounded by Brett Doan. That foul was the first on Brett Doan. And now Mount Carmel in transition. Gets a screen there from Golden, but we got an offensive foul. And the coach is not happy here. He's arguing with the officials. Tyler Buss not happy with that offensive foul call.
He called a technical?
No, I don't think so. Now they're continuing to discuss it here. It's going to be Red Hill ball. But Tyler Buss not happy with that call.
I was writing something down, so I didn't see what happened. So
that was on Blake Golden. I think it was an illegal screen, but it was an offensive foul either way. In the meantime, Drew Moore now with the basketball at the top of the key. Dumps it down right side. Here's Corbin Shoulders. Now left wing, Chase Murray. Top of the key, Parker Havel. Back to Moore. Down low to Andy Wells. And we got a foul, an offensive foul, and it's going against Red Hill. So after Tyler Buss was upset with that foul call, now it goes the other way. It's now Red Hill with the basketball. And Stipp drives down, gets the basket and the foul. And he'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. That's the 14th point of the game for Braden Stipp. And he'll get another chance. And that foul was against Parker Havel, his third. Here's the free throw by Stipp. It's up and it's good. That's a three-point play, and Braden Stipp now has 15 in the contest. And with 3:20 to go here, it's Mount Carmel 49, Red Hill 29, as the Salukis now have the ball. Chase Murray now being guarded by Dawson Brown. Rolls over to the right wing, tries to dump to Drew Moore, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to go to Mount Carmel.
11th turnover for Red Hill. Mount Carmel has 7.
Both teams right now have 4 fouls each. And 49-29 is your score. Mount Carmel with the lead. 3:03 to go here in the third. Now Braden Stipp crossing half court with it. Now he's at the top of the key. Now left wing, here's Blake Golden. Blake Golden dumps it back to Braden Stipp. Stipp now with the basketball being guarded by Havel. Stipp waits, looks for an opening here. Now dumps it down this time to Brett Doan. Doan being guarded by Drew Moore. Dumps it top of the key. Now here's Appleby. Now left side here is Braden Stipp, and a foul is called, and that'll be against Red Hill.
I think it's Parker Havel, and that's his fourth. He kind of reached out as Stipp went by.
And it looks like Cade Benson's about to come into the game, and he'll probably replace Parker Havel here. And, yes, Havel is headed to the bench with 4 fouls. Havel getting handshakes from his coaches, but he's on the bench now with 4 fouls. And immediately on the inbound, we have another foul called. And this will be on Red Hill as well.
That's Cade Benson's third. 16 foul of a half.
And so the next foul would be a 1-1 for the Aces. Meanwhile, Stipp will inbound again for the Aces. Dumps it down to Harrington. Harrington misses the shot. That's an air ball and a whistle, and that's going to be a foul on Mount Carmel.
Red Hill got the rebound, and it's 5 team fouls against Mount Carmel.
And, of course, 6 against Red Hill. And that foul was on Blake Golden, his second. So now Corbin Shoulders crossing half court with the basketball. Salukis down by 20. 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. Chase Murray in the left wing. Dumps it down to Shoulders, and he gets the layup.
Nice give and go there.
8 points now for Corbin Shoulders. It's 49-31 now. Here's Braden Stipp. He's going to take a 3 immediately. That's no good, but he gets his own rebound. Now here's Doan with it. He's going to take a 3 as well, and that's off. And now Blake Golden with the rebound. Now he dumps it back to Doan. Now Mount Carmel hesitating. Now Doan at the top of the key being guarded by Drew Moore. Doan with it, now dumping it off to Braden Stipp. Stipp back to Doan. Doan's going to take a 3 from the top of the key. That's off. And a fight for the rebound here. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to call a foul, I think, on Red Hill. So Mount Carmel will get the basketball back. And that'll be the 7th foul against Red Hill, and that's going to be a 1-1. And that foul was on Corbin's shoulders, his first of the game.
And Logan Durham at the free throw line.
His first free throw is up and no good, and that's going to be rebounded by Andy Wells. That was a 1-1. Now Corbin Shoulders crossing half court with it, and that's going to be stolen by Braden Stipp. Now Stipp in transition, dumps it off to Golden, and Golden nearly with the dunk, but he does get the layup. Golden now with his sixth point of the game. 1:33 to go here in the third. Red Hill with the basketball, down by 20. Now Drew Moore with it, back to Cade Benson. Benson tries to get a screen there from Wells. Now dumps it to Wells. Now right side, here's Drew Moore taking a three. No good. Chase Murray couldn't come up with the rebound, and it's going the other way. So Mount Carmel making a substitution. Bo Stipp coming back into the game. He's a 5'8 freshman, and he will replace Braden Stipp.
So Appleby and this Bo Stipp are freshmen playing.
Yeah. And John Harrington's also in. He's a freshman, as a sophomore, excuse me.
And Red Hill's getting ready to bring in freshman Drake Allen.
Yep.
Scores bench. So.
In the meantime, Doan with the ball, dumps it down this time to Durham, back to Doan. Doan now in the right wing, driving down towards the paint, being triple teamed, gets it out this time to Bo Stipp. Now here's Blake Golden with it, gets pushed off, and that's going to be a travel. He was trying to shoot there.
Tried to get into Cade Benson, and Benson's a little bit bigger than he is
right.
Size-wise, and he bounced off of him, I think, a little bit.
51 seconds to go here in the third. Saluki's with the ball, down 20. Here's Drew Moore crossing half court with it. Now Cade Benson in the left wing. Benson dumps it down this time. Drake Allen, top of the key. Right side, Drew Moore again. Drew Moore now back to Benson. Benson's going to take a three now, and that's going to be off and rebounded by Blake Golden. 31 seconds now. Mount Carmel now in transition, but they're going to slow things down here a little bit. So now Bo Stipp with the basketball being guarded by Chase Murray. Now Bo Stipp still with it. Saluki's still going man-to-man, but also with some zone principles here too. We're down to 12 seconds here. Now Bo Stipp with it. Now right side, here's Blake Golden, 10 seconds. Down to 7, down to 6. Now Bo Stipp with it, drives down the lane and gets his first 2 points of the game with 2 seconds to go here. And that one was nearly stolen, but that's going to be the end of the quarter. On the Port Blighty scoreboard, the third quarter in the books. And it's Mount Carmel 53 and Red Hill 31. Fourth quarter coming your way after this 60-second break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
And we start the fourth quarter here as McKinney now crosses half court with the basketball. Now Drew Moore. Now here's Drake Allen being guarded by Harrington. Now Cade Benson. Now right side McKinney. McKinney dumps it back to Murray. Murray at the top of the key now. Now it's Drew Moore with it this time. Gives it out to McKinney. McKinney nearly lost it but recovers it. McKinney driving down towards the paint. And that one's going to be tipped and stripped, and Mount Carmel comes up with the steal. And now Mount Carmel comes up with it. Here's Dawson Brown crossing half court with it. Now this time Mount Carmel at the top of the key. Doan back to Brown. Brown looking for an opening. Back to Doan, top of the key. Now Bo Stipp with it at the top of the key again. Now here's Doan taking a three from the right wing. No good. And that's going to be rebounded by McKinney. Now Chase Murray with the basketball in the right wing. Dumps it down to Drew Moore. Now left side, here's Cade Benson. Fakes the shot. This time dumps it off to Drake Allen. He's going to take a shot, and he's got it. Drake Allen with his first two points of the game, and that makes it 53-33 Mount Carmel. Now Dawson Brown dumps it down to Harrington. Now back to Brown. 6:50 to go here in the game. Now left side, here's Bo Stipp with it. Now top of the key, here's Brett Doan. Doan, and we got a whistle here. And the Mount Carmel bench not exactly happy with this call. And it looks like they're going to keep the ball with Mount Carmel as a foul against Red Hill.
That gets Chase Murray. His third.
So that will send Harrington to the line. John Harrington, a 6'3 sophomore. This will be a 1-1. His first free throw up and no good, and Drake Allen with the rebound. So now Corbin Shoulders with the basketball. Red Hill down by 20, 6:36 to go here. Here's McKinney shooting it from the free throw line, no good, and rebounded by Mount Carmel. That was Appleby with the rebound. Ace is now in transition. Here's a three from the left wing, no good, and that's rebounded by Drew Moore. Dawson Brown was the one that missed that three.
Right.
Drew Moore now with the basketball. Getting past the defender, Bo Stipp, and now foul call, and that's going to be against the Golden Aces. So the Salukis down by 20 here, 6:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. That foul against Mount Carmel was on Bo Stipp. That'll be his first of the game. Now the inbound by McKinney, and now Corbin Shoulders has it at the top of the key. Now over to Cade Benson, and now another whistle here. And that's going to be a foul as well, looks like, on Mount Carmel.
And Drew Moore will line shoot 1-1. It was fouling 23, but 23 fouled 23.
Yep. Bo Stipp with his second foul of the game, and that'll send the other 23, Drew Moore, to the line. Here's the shot, and that's in.
Rattle around. And
yep. Drew Moore with his sixth point of the game. Now Drew Moore lining up for his second free throw. It's up, and it's good. Drew Moore now with 7 points in the contest, and it's 53-35. Now Mount Carmel with the basketball. Here's Bo Stipp with it, top of the key. Now dumps it off this time. Here's Brett Doan with it, dumping it down low to Harrington. Harrington's going to miss the layup there, and a fight for the rebound, and they're going to call it a jump ball, I think.
Going to be Mount Carmel. They had the possession arrow.
I believe that's the first jump ball of the game we've seen today. So they will inbound from under their own basket. Now Harrington again misses the shot but gets fouled, and he'll go to the line for two free throws.
I think it's the first one we've seen in the tournament, at least on the Red Hill games.
Yeah. This game brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs, and Jace Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily and dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, as Harrington misses the first of his two free throws. And now we have another sub coming in, and it's Parker Havel. He'll come in for Cade Benson.
Benson has 4 fouls. Havel comes back in with 4.
Here's Harrington with a second free throw. It's up, and it's good. So Harrington, that's his first point of the game, and it's 54-35 aces. Now top of the key, here's Parker Havel, dumping out to Drake Allen. Allen at the free throw line. Here's Shoulders going into the paint. Now here's Havel. Now here's McKinney back to Drew Moore. Now Havel again, top of the key. Left side, here's McKinney. Now back to Drake Allen. Top of the key, Shoulders. Fakes the shot. Now right side here. Here's Havel again. Havel driving down to the paint. Shoots it. No good. Rebounded by Appleby. Now Mount Carmel in transition here. They go down towards the paint, and that's Dawson Brown getting 2 points for the Aces. Brown now with 8 points in the contest, and it's 56-35 now. Drew Moore top of the key now. Dumps it out to Drake Allen. Now top of the key, McKinney. Now here's a three by Shoulders from the left wing, no good. And Brett Doan comes up with the rebound for the Aces. He drives down into the paint, dumps it out left side, and that's Bo Stipp with another basket. Bo Stipp now with 4 points in the contest. We're under 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Mount Carmel leads 58-35. Red Hill now with the basketball. Now right side here, Shoulders dumping it out to Havel. Havel fakes the shot. Now here's a three from the top of the key. That's no good, and that's rebounded by Appleby. So 4:35 to go here in the fourth. Mount Carmel up by 23 and with the ball. Now they slow things down here. Here's Bo Stipp getting a screen from Harrington. Dumping it down to Harrington down low. Harrington misses the layup, and he doesn't get the rebound there. Now a foul is called, and it looks like it's going to go against Mount Carmel. And so that will send everybody to the other end of the court as a 1-1 coming up for the Salukis. And that foul was against Caleb Appleby, and that's his fourth. So that will send Parker Havel to the free throw line for a chance at a 1-1. Havel's first free throw up and good. Havel now with 7 points in the contest. Today's game brought to you by KC State Bank, your community, your bank. Second free throw up and good. Havel now with 8 points in the contest. Now Dawson Brown crosses half court with it, dumping it down to Bo Stepp. Bo Stepp now left side here, go to the Aces. Now they dump it down this time to Brett Doan going in the paint. Now left wing. Here are the Aces. Back to Harrington. Now left side again. Here's Dawson Brown dumping it down this time to Bo Stepp. 4 minutes to go here in this game. Now right side go the Aces. They dump it down low here. Here's a shot by Harrington. No good. Harrington gets his own rebound. Misses that one too. Gets a third rebound. Loses that one. And gets a fourth rebound. Now this time it's Dawson Brown shooting it from just outside the paint. No good. And Havel with the rebound. Havel crosses half court. Now McKinney has it in the right wing. Drives down towards the paint. Loses his balance, but does get fouled by the Aces.
I think you're going to start seeing some other players coming in for Red Hill and probably from Mount Carmel in this last 3:38.
So that will send McKinney to the free throw line for a 1-1. And that foul is on Bo Stipp. That'll be his third. McKinney now at the free throw line. His first free throw up and good. McKinney now with 2 points in the contest. This game brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Second free throw good by McKinney. He's got 3 points in the contest now. 3:33 to go here in the fourth. Mount Carmel with the ball and a 58-39 lead. Here's a shot from the top of the key. That's no good, and that's rebounded by the Red Hill Salukis. Now right side, here's Drake Allen with it. He's going to take a three, and that's good. Drake Allen now with 5 points in the contest, and it's 58-42 in favor of Mount Carmel. Now the Aces with the basketball here. Here's Bo Stipp. Now right side, over back to Brett Doan. Doan back to the right side again, and now back to Braden Peterson. Now Brett Doan with the ball again. Dumps it down top of the key, Bo Stipp. Now back to Peterson. Peterson dumps it down to Dawson Brown. Now Brown dumps it down low, and that's Harrington with another layup. Harrington now with 3 points in the contest. And now McKinney has it. Now right side, here's Drake Allen shooting it from just outside the free throw line. No good. And John Harrington with the rebound. So the Aces now slowing things down. They have a 60-42 lead. 2:26 to go here in the game. Now they're at the top of the key. Here's Dome. Now left side, Bo Stipp. Back to Dawson Brown. Now right side. Here's Peterson. Peterson getting a screen, dumping it down to Doan. Doan's going to shoot it in the paint. No good. Harrington with the rebound. Can't get it, but a foul is called. And that will send Harrington to the free throw line. So now John Harrington going to the free throw line for the Aces, who lead this one 60-42 with 2:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's the first free throw up. And it's no good. Really quickly, let's pause for station identification. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You're listening to Saluki Basketball on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And Red Hill now with the basketball as Harrington missed both of his free throws. And now top of the key, here's McKinney shooting it, and it goes in. That's a two. And McKinney with his fifth point of the contest. 60-44 is your score as Mount Carmel back in transition. And that's rebounded. That shot was missed. And that's rebounded by the Salukis.
Josh Henry out there.
Salukis now with several subs. Here's a three from the top of the key. And that's no good. And that's rebounded by Red Hill. Now here's Josh Henry again driving down low. And that's going to be a foul called. And that will be on John Harrington.
Nathan Worth is in the ballgame along with Gavin Volkman for Red Hill.
So Brian Havel going with a lot of subs here for the Salukis.
And Tyler Buss, I think he's had several kids in there. And
that first free throw was missed by the Salukis.
Jaden Merritt coming in for
Mount Carmel.
Yeah, I think they played just about everybody too.
It is Mount Carmel 60 and Red Hill 44. Here's the shot by the free throw, and it's good. And that was Josh Henry. So now they cross half court, and that's down low. And that's a good basket right there. And that was Brock Plasman making that basket. 1:25 to go here in the game. Mount Carmel 62, Red Hill 45. Now they dump it down low. There's the shot. No good, but he draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. And so Red Hill will go to the free throw line. And it will be Drake Allen shooting the free throws here for the Salukis. Allen's first free throw up, and it's in and good. Drake Allen now with 6 points in the contest. 1:17 to go here in the game. Here's the second free throw, and it's good. That's the seventh point now for Drake Allen. 62-47 is your score. Mount Carmel with the basketball. Left side now. Mount Carmel with it. Now top of the key. Now right side again. Here's a shot from the right wing, and that's good. And that was Braden Peterson with that shot. He's got his first points of the game.
Under a minute.
Now down to 55 seconds. Here's a shot by Josh Henry, and he gets it.
Rattled that home off the backboard.
Henry with his first 2 points of the game. Down to 46 seconds. Mount Carmel with the ball and a foul coming up against the Salukis on a shot. And Mount Carmel will go to the line for two free throws. So Mount Carmel at the free throw line. This will be Jaden Merritt at the line. His first free throw up and no good. So 45 seconds to go here. After the game, we'll give you our Carla Richland Memorial Player of the Game and our Ambrose Sub of the Game. Here is the second free throw. It's up and good. So Jaden Merritt with his first point in the game. And we're down to 41 seconds here, and the Salukis with the basketball. Now right side, here's McKinney. Gets a screen, now dumps it down to the left side. Now here's Josh Henry with it at the free throw line, back to McKinney. Down to 30 seconds here, Drake Allen with it. Now Josh Henry again. Now right side, here's McKinney. McKinney getting outside the paint, and that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Mount Carmel. That was Logan Durham coming up with the steal, and we're down to 16 seconds, and Mount Carmel can just dribble out the clock if they want, and it looks like that's what they're going to do. So we're down to 10 seconds here, and Mount Carmel's just going to stand and dribble the clock out, and your final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard will be Mount Carmel 66 and Red Hill 49, and there's the buzzer. So Mount Carmel finishes 3-0 in pool play here at the Capital Classic. Red Hill finishes 0-3, and Red Hill will play in the 7th place game. That'll be at 3:30, and we'll have to see who they play. It may be Lawrenceville. We will see, but you can hear that game on the Legend. But the final score here, once again, on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's Mount Carmel 66 and Red Hill 49. We're back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Ambrose Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrose Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrose Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrose Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blount scoreboard, Mount Carmel defeats Red Hill 66-49. Time now to announce our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game for the Salukis, and this time it's Andy Wells.
And he had a big game here. Had several rebounds, 10 points, his best game of the three. More aggressive to the basket today than he had been in the other two games. And he had several rebounds also. So Andy Wells, Player of the Game.
And our sub of the game, our Ambrough Federal Credit Union sub of the game, is going to be Connor McKinney.
Connor came off the bench, had 5 points. And
yep. Of course, Connor McKinney coming in off the bench in the last two games as well.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the scoring here, too. I've got Andy Wells down with 8 points, Parker Havel with 8, Drake Allen with 7, Connor McKinney with 5, Drew Moore with 7, Corbin Shoulders with 8, and Josh Henry with 2. For Mount Carmel, I had Braden Stipp with... I can't read my handwriting. I think it's 15.
Braden Stipp, I have him, yeah, 15.
And Appleby, I have him with 8. And Brett Doan, I have him with 11.
I've got him 11. And I had Andy with 10 points. But then I think things were kind of adding up.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the 1 point came from Red Hill. I did give it to Drew Moore to give him 8 points because, you know, that was in the first quarter. So I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe it was a three-pointer. But anyway.
It obviously didn't affect the outcome of the game.
No, it didn't. And so only one player in double figures for Red Hill, and that being Corbin Shoulders with 10, but with Moore, 8, Shoulders, 8, and Havel with 8. That's kind of what you're looking for there. And then Drake Allen came off and got 7.
In the meantime, of course, Salem and Alney getting ready to warm up here at Red Hill High School. Across the county over at Lawrenceville, the Indians getting set to take on Tutopolis. The Tutopolis Wooden Shoes. That'll be at roughly 11:30. And, of course, you can listen to that game on our sister station, Light 103. And Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman will have the call of that game. So, Red Hill will almost definitely be in the seventh-place game.
Yeah, they'll be in the seventh-place game. And, like I said, it's probably going to be Lawrenceville, and we'll have that game for you.
Yep, and, of course, we'll have that game for you at least on the Legend.
Yep.
If it's Red Hill and Lawrenceville, you can hear that game on the Legend and Light 103. But either way, we'll have it for you, and Rob and I will have the call. So be sure to stay tuned for that. That'll be at 3:30. We'll come on the air about 3:25-ish, but it'll be 3:30 tip-off here from Red Hill High School. It'll be the Salukis and the Lawrenceville Indians.
More than likely, yes, so since they're playing Tutopolis. That would be a huge, huge upset.
That'll be 3:30 Central Time, 4:30 Eastern for Red Hill and Lawrenceville. So we invite you to listen to that. We will take another break. When we come back, we hope to hear from Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef
sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
And we're joined now by Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. Another tough opponent, obviously, Mount Carmel. One of the things we talked about last night was getting scoring from somebody other than Drew Moore or Parker Havel. This time a little more spread around, though.
Yes, it was. I mean, we knew what we were in for this morning. Mount Carmel is always just a very physical team. They're big. They punish you inside. And even with the injuries they have, they're still a very solid team. And, you know, they got us in some early foul trouble. Drew had to go to the bench, and, that hurt us somewhat. I felt like today, though, you know, from a positive standpoint, I thought we got some of the better ball movement we've had so far in our first three games. I think that showed, because we were able to get the ball, get Andy more involved, yep. And some other kids did some things.
Well, you know, you don't want to have Drew on the bench, but when he was on the bench, it forced the others to do some
things. It did.
And then got Andy involved more and Corbin in, and had some nice baskets there. So, you know, that's one of the things that – and when in a game when you were behind like this, the foul trouble hurt, but still you got some experience for some of the other kids.
Yeah, we did. Like I was telling Bill a minute ago, we're still figuring things out on the offensive end and trying to get some stuff together, and it's going to take some time, but like I always say in the Capital Classic, there's really no time to do a whole lot. We got to turn around now and play at 3:30, which we got to kind of get our bearings. And I told the kids in the locker room, we got to go out and get this win. We got to break through, and it's not going to be easy, because nobody wants to lose that 3:30 game, but we got to find some energy and go out and get the thing done, and then focus next week, see if we can't roll this thing back to a 500 mark, which is our goal.
Yeah. And, of course, nothing's official yet, but there's a chance you may end up playing Lawrenceville, which is a conference rival and county rival, so I'm sure that'd be a good test for you, not only for the conference season, but obviously just being familiar with county rivals as well.
Sure, that's what we talked about. We're confident we'll be playing Lawrenceville at 3:30, and, we shouldn't need to do a whole lot to get up for that game, but more importantly, it's just important to cash in and get in that win column and feel what it's like to get a win, because, in the two games yesterday, late in the game, we were on the cusp of breaking through in both those games, and we just couldn't get over the hump. So it's important today, 3:30, we get over the hump and get a win.
Well, this is, I don't know if it's a positive or a negative, but it's the sixth year in a row that you've been in the seventh place game, and you're 3-2, you won the last two. So, I mean, you've been able to come out with a win on the last game of a tournament, too.
Yeah, I don't know, the way you worded that, I don't know if it's a positive or a negative, but at this point we need a win, so we'll take that as a positive.
Okay. All right, Coach, good luck later this afternoon.
All right, thanks, guys.
And that's Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. Rob, obviously, seventh place game coming up. We'll have that call for you. So.
And if it is, Lawrence, so then it generates more interest, could generate more interest.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we will have the third place or seventh place game for you here at Red Hill High School. It'll be right here on the Legend and possibly Light 103 as well if the game is, in fact, against the Lawrenceville Indians. So we invite you to join that. That tip-off will be at 3:30 exactly. So our thanks once again to Dennis Pullen back at the station. It's been a long weekend for us, and it's not over yet. So our thanks to him for keeping us on the air, and we'll do this again in about 4 hours.
Yeah.
So we invite you to join us at 3:30 Central Time for the seventh place game, as Red Hill will take on possibly Lawrenceville. Yeah. We'll have to see.
That's everybody. Now,
and have me go get lunch.
Yep, there you go. So for Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhardt. You've been listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball Action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Teas, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill Basketball Action all season long on The Legend.